This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you, host of this program, station manager here at WMIE and WWBC here in Central Florida, pastor of Island Community Church, Bible translator as well. That's a little bit about who I am. You have tuned in to a daily 15-minute radio program that goes through the New Testament verse by verse, and we are in the book of Romans here currently. I've decided here that since time it just seems to escape me, that I'm going to be splitting up this program. Some of the verse-by-verse teachings will come from sermons that I'm preaching at church because I'm in the same book at church. Speaking of, this week we're starting chapter 9. I've entitled this sermon that I haven't even started working on yet, God and Israel. And we're looking at Romans chapter 9, and we're looking at what in the world's happened to Israel. How could the apple of God's eye seemingly stumble the way that they have? And is God through with the nation of Israel? That's what we're looking at this week. Sunday morning at 10:30 is when we meet at Island, and we're in Romans chapter 9, so we'll be in these three chapters for the next couple of weeks, Romans 9, 10, and 11, as Paul's discussing Israel. Here on the radio now, like I said, chapter 4 today, but it's going to be from a sermon I preached a couple of weeks ago, and I've entitled this sermon, Introducing Abraham, the Father of Faith. And that will play here today and tomorrow. It's about almost 30 minutes long. If you'd like a copy of it, all you need to do is write me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll send you the link to it or point you toward the podcast. I'll point you toward the podcast right now. And that is by going to Facebook and liking the page WGOD Radio or to my website WGODRadio.com. Okay, it's Thursday. Here's part one now of this message, Introducing Abraham.
Attempting to follow up last week's sermon, I'm afraid I'm destined to fall, because last week's sermon I rank up there as one of my all-time best. So, and that's because I love to talk about the righteousness of God and how to be right with God. That subject excites me. Now, with that in mind here, let's start today's sermon looking at Abraham. And I want to look at how Abraham was justified and how he was justified before God, B.C., which in this case would be before the cross. Romans chapter 4, verse 1. It says, what then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, then he's got something to boast about. But not before God. Right, I can hear it, right? I can hear him say, I was willing to sacrifice my own son. How about you? What have you done today? That carried no weight. Can you hear him, that little arrogance, you know? For if he was justified in the flesh, if he was justified by works, then he would have had something to boast about. But not before God, not the way he looks at it. For what does the scripture say? It says, Abraham believed God and it, what is it? His faith. It was accounted to him for righteousness. My translation says credited. Another one of my favorite verses and another one of my favorite word pictures concerning how God justifies somebody. This time the text says Abraham believed God and it was accounted or reckoned to him as righteousness. This Greek word translated logizo is where our word log comes from. A word that I'm sure Wyatt knows very well. Or Captain James T. Kirk. It's Captain's Log. Stardate 2017. 2017.603. Log. It's an accounting term. In the case of Captain Kirk, accounting of time. With an accountant, debits and credits. With God, faith and sin. Abraham believed God and it was accounted or credited to him as righteousness. So now, this time, instead of the judge word picture I gave you last week with the white wig and gavel, this time you have an accountant. And this accountant's got a pencil in his ear. Mine won't fit. I got too much in my ear. And a visor on his head. You know the old-fashioned accountants, right? The visor on his head, the pencil in his ear, and he's got one of these old-fashioned adding machines. You know the type when you pull down the lever on it and make an entry, right? And it makes the noise, cha-ching, when you pull it down. Back to the text. Abraham believed God, and his faith was, cha-ching, for righteousness. But now, the righteousness of God, apart from the law, has been revealed. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. You see, God put faith in Abraham's credit column. And his faith was credited to him for righteousness. So, question, what saved an Old Testament saint? How did you get saved, BC? Answer, say it again. Faith. Abraham believed God. And his faith, God put his faith in his credit column. And faith in your credit column will obliterate everything else in your debit column. You spend your whole life accumulating things in your debit column. And once you got faith over here in your credit column, it obliterates everything else. Faith wins every time. Faith triumphs over judgment. I know the Bible says mercy triumphs over judgment. Faith triumphs as well. Faith. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, then he's got something to boast about, but not before God. Verse 3, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Again, Paul quotes from his Greek Old Testament. Go back to Genesis 15:6, and you're not going to read that. He had a Greek Old Testament. Our Old Testament, it says Abraham believed in the Lord. Here it says Abraham believed God. He didn't paraphrase that. He was spot on, but he had a different Bible. Abraham believed God. And it was accounted to him for righteousness. Verse 4, not to him who works. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believe. Look at that. To him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted or credited for righteousness. Abraham and you and I are saved without burning one calorie. You don't burn calories to get saved. You believe in your heart. Read Acts chapter 10 sometime. Read what happened when Peter preached at Cornelius' house. The Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. They were sitting down in their seats, same as you are. They heard the word, they believed in their heart, and they were saved. Not by any works, but by faith. Now, Paul's going to continue here in chapter 4. His mission is to show everyone that it was faith that saved Abraham. And faith which inspired God to declare him righteous. Not works of any kind. Verse 5. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from the works. Apart from works. By the way, that word imputes is the same Greek word, logizo, to credit or to account. To be given something is what the word impute here means. Same word as reckon, same Greek word. So with that in mind, let me read that verse again. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Verse 7, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Does this blessedness then come on the circumcised only or on the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. All right, down to verse 13. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, then faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. Because, look what it says here, verse 15. The law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Now, I've been saying this all along, haven't I, church? The law brings about wrath. Remember I told you the story about my dad says, son, do not touch that cigarette lighter. So I go like this. And you hear the sound of searing flesh. And then a young 10-year-old scream. Ah!
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.